जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपीयन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपीयन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी सुदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपीयन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय जय गोपीयन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jayo Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jayo. Jayam Vishnupada Paramahansa Parivaraya Kacharya Sata Sata Sri Srimad Abhaichana Ravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Founder Acharya Vishkansila Prabhupada Ki Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Gaura Primarandi Augustan Sambra Devotees Augustan Sambra Devotees Augustan Sambra Devotees Augustan Sri Guru Sri Guranga Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Chant 4, Chapter 29, Text 4. Jada jigriksham purusaha kasmiena prakritir gunam nabadvaram dvihastangri Tatra manutasa dviti Jada jigriksham purusaha Karsniena prakritir gunam Nava dvaram dvihastrangri Tatra manutasa dviti Jadahi jadaji griksham purusaha kasmiena prakritir gunam nava dvaram dvihastangri tatra manutasa dviti Purusaha Kasniena prakritir gunam Nava dvaram dvihastangri Tatra manutasa dviti Yaya jigriksham purusaha Kasniena prakritir gunam Navadvaram vihastangri Tatra manutasa dviti Grisa purusaha Kasniena gunam Navadvaram dvihastangri Tatra manutasa dviti Jagadjigrisham purusaha Kasniena prakritir gunam Navadvaram dvihastangri Tatra manuttasa dviti. Mataji. Yada jigriksham purusaha. Kasnyena prakriter gunam. Nava dhuram vihastangri. Tatra manuttasa dviti. Yada jigriksham purusaha. Kasnyena prakriter gunam. Nava dvaram vihastangri. Tatra manuttasa dviti. Yada. When. Jirikshan, desire to enjoy. Purusaha, the living entity. Kasnyena, in total. Prakriti, of material nature. Gunam, the modes. Navadvaram, having nine gates. Dvi, two, asta, hands, angry, legs, tatra, there, amanuta, he thought, sadhu, very good, iti, thus. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. When the living entity wants to enjoy the most of material nature and their totality, he prefers out of many bodily forms to accept that body which has nine gates, two hands and two legs. Thus, he prefers to become a human being or a demigod. Please repeat. When the living entity wants to enjoy the most of material nature and their totality, he prefers out of many bodily forms to accept that body which has nine gates, two hands and two legs. Thus he prefers to become a human being or a demigod. This is a very nice explanation of how the spiritual being, the part and parcel of Krishna, God, accepts a material body by virtue of his warm desires. Accepting two hands, two legs, and so on, the living entity fully enjoys the most of material nature. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7:27, Ichchadvesa samuttena dvandvamohena bharata Sarva Bhutani Sammoham Sarge Janti Parantapa. Ocean of Bharat, Arjuna, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into delusion, overcome by the dualities of desire and hate. Originally, the living entity is a spiritual being, but when he actually desires to enjoy this material world, he comes down. From this verse, we can understand that the living entity first accepts a body that is human in form. But gradually, due to his great activities, he falls onto the lower form of life, into the animal, plant, and aquatic forms. By the gradual process of evolution, the living entity again attains the body of a human being and is given another chance to get out of the process of transmigration. If he again missed his chance in the human form to understand his position, he is again placed in the cycle of birth and death and various types of bodies. The desire of the living entity to come into the material world is not very difficult to understand. Although one may be born in a family of Aryans where there are restrictions against meat eating, intoxication, gambling, and illicit sex, still, one may want to enjoy these forbidden things. there is always someone who wants to go to a prostitute for illicit sex or to a hotel to eat meat and drink wine. There is always someone who wants to gamble at nightclubs or enjoy so-called sports. All these propensities are already within the hearts of the living entities, but some living entities stop to enjoy these abominable activities and consequently fall down to the great platform. The more one desires the great life within his heart, the more he falls down to occupy different forms of the abominable existence. This is the process of transmigration evolution. A particular type of animal may have a strong tendency to enjoy one kind of sense enjoyment, but in the human form, one can enjoy all the senses. The human form has the facility to utilize all the senses for gratification. Unless one is properly trained, he becomes a victim of the modes of material nature, as confirmed by Bhagavad Gita 3.27. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasaha ahankara vibhu datma kartahan iti maniate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the doer of activities that are actually carried out by nature. As soon as one desires to enjoy his senses, he puts himself under the control of the material energy and automatically or mechanically is placed into the cycle of birth and death and various life forms. Translation again. When the living entity wants to enjoy the most of material nature and their totality, he prefers out of many bodily forms to accept that body which has 9 gates, 2 hands and 2 legs. Thus he prefers to become a human being or the demigod. Om Mangyana Timidan Dasya Genanjana Salakaya Chaksuru Militanjana Tasmai Sigurave Namaha. So this text, the chapter starts with the conversation between Narada Muni and Prachinavarhi, because still Prachinavarhi has not really understood all these last 4 chapters that was talking about how King Purayana took the body in the 9 gates. So I will go a little bit to the context of the history. Maybe you remember the whole history, how things happened? Yes. So once... To have 2 glasses is too much. So one time, you know, there were 2 friends, the girls called Puranjanan and Abhigyatam. You remember this story? So they were wandering all over the earth. And then one time, Puranjanan, he saw a beautiful city, and he felt the temptation to come in that city. And that city was a palace with 9 gates. We call it Nava Dwapara Puri. Sapuri means city, Nava Dwapara is 9. So his friend, Abhigyatam, he never came inside of that city with him, so he started the adventure alone. So when he came inside, he saw a very beautiful city with gardens and waterfalls and beautiful environment, you know, very celestial. And walking, wandering around, suddenly he saw a beautiful lady. She was wearing like a snake, like umbrella, with her 5 heads. And so they meet together and they feel the desire to get married. The name of her was Puranjani. So they got married, and actually he became completely controlled and submissive by her. He was doing whatever she wants to. And out of that, it was a lady, female. The name was Durbagai. that she wanted to marry Narada Muni. So that lady was a representing agent, you know. She actually, she was quite old, like 86 years old. So she wanted to get married with Narada Muni, and then Narada Muni, she was not agree because he was just traveling every 3 days around the universe, so has no time to get married. But she went to marry to Chanda Vegan, and although he saw that she was so old lady to get married with her, he said that, okay, I will take care from you, and, you know, I will marry you like that. So he has a brother, Pratjwaran, and one very important soldier was called Bhajan. Do you know what means Bhajan? What represents Bhajan? Okay, I will tell you at the end. It means fear. So, the four together, they decide to start to capture palaces around. So they came out to the city of the Nava Dwarapuri, and then they came inside, and they came to the room where Puranjani, she was residing. So they start to kill the, you know, this umbrella with the snakes with the five heads. They kill one of them, and then finally they came to the room of Puranjani. So they killed Puranjani, and then Puranjana, he died too, out of love from Puranjani. So this is what is representing here is that Puranjana is the jiva. Puranjani refers to the intelligence. And then this snake with the five heads representing the five vital earths. Yeah? Apana, Udana, you know, these five earths. So, and then also, she was, when she was walking, was with 11 words that representing the senses, the objects of the senses. So, and when they come to attack, Bhajan is referred to this terrorific feeling of that the life can come to the end. You know, when you come to this experience of death, it's really terrifying. So, it's what it was experience. So this was like a fourth chapter, which explained the whole thing about this history of Puranjana. And now we are coming here to what Prabhupada is telling about all these things, you know. So he said that this very nice explanation how the spiritual living being, the part and parcel of Krishna affects the material body by virtue of his own desires. So this he's explaining how the living entity becomes entangled in the three modes of nature, sattva-gun, raja-gun, tamagun, and then try to enjoy this through the senses, all these three gunas. You know, the word is jik-rishik-san, you know, the first line, where we know the riks, which refers to rishikesa, rishikena, and that means to the senses. So they want to enjoy in full the senses, right? So, this coming up, down the most of nature, even the Aryans, like Prabhupada said, this try to go against these principles of the Aryans, principles, you know, that Brahminical culture, and just for the desire to enjoy. We have the example of Jagai Madai, how they were growing in Brahminical family, and by some misunderstanding or lack of fortune, they start to destroy their own life to become degraded by, you know, by being like a really rascal and behave, beating people, you know, drinking alcohol, you know, and then even was beating to Nityananda Prabhu, and then finally they were the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, you know, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So also Prabhupada comments that, you know, even the animals, they enjoy one kind of sense, you know, like the dogs, they have a very powerful sense of smell, so they go to smell everything around, this is very powerful. The owl, he enjoys the sight and night, he can see anything, you know, so different. But, you see, the human being, he can enjoy all senses, include the mind, And we know that the mind has desires, the mind has feelings, the mind has thoughts. So we can enjoy all senses with thoughts, with feelings, and with desire. So really we can become really entangled in material life just by this power to enjoy, you know? And so and this way the living entity can eternally entangle. And it's explained that in the Bhagavad Gita, no, Moga Asa, Moga Jnana, the text were explained that those who are atheistic views, you know, or demoniac mentality, all attempts to obtain liberation become completely frustrated, right? So they can stay in the cycle of samsara, birth and death, again and again and again. And they have the opportunity to attain the human form of life. And if they misuse, again fall down to another species of life, then again gradually come to the human, you know, form, and again can misuse again. So this is the position of the living entity trying to enjoy independently of Krishna. So it's explained that out, you know, millions and millions of births, you know, this Brahmananda Brahmite Kena Bhagavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Bhaya Bhakti Lata Vich. That only by, you know, after going so many living entities, millions wandering on this Brahmananda, one can get the mercy of the Guru. And then by the mercy of the Guru can come gradually out of this entangled material life, no? I see the notes here. So, by the process of Bhakti Yoga, when they come in the bona fide Sampradaya, you know, the Vaishnava line, and then we go through all these gunas, we're going up, climbing up from Tamagun to Rayagun, to Rayagun, to Sattvagun, and then to come to Visuddha Sattva, isn't it? So this process of Bhakti Yoga has 91 levels of Bhakti Nisra, or, you know, polluted devotion. You know that, huh? So it's coming from Tamagun, 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 Rayagun, Tamagun, Tamagun, Satagun, Rayagun, Tamagun. That is gradually, by the action, by follow the, you know, the instructions of the spiritual master, gradually from this tamagun, or complete ignorance of this process of bhakti, gradually going to the sattvagun, 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 that makes like 81, and then from that it's coming to pure devotional service, you know, it's a visuddha sattva, pureness, no? So it's only by the mercy of the Krishna and the bona fide spiritual master, by following the instruction of the guru, that we can, by have this discipline and follow strictly on these 9 processes of Bhakti Yoga, gradually we can get rid from this process of material entanglement. Otherwise, even jnanis, even karmis, yogis, all they still they are involved in this cycle of birth and death. They can fall in any moment. No? And this explains how Durga, in Brahma Sanhita, how Durga is with the trident. Because everyone is inside of this material world, is inside of the prison house. So how Durga is pulling the living entity with the trident, you know, the gunas, to suffer. And only when the living entity is extenuated completely from suffering, from material life, is when she helps to the living entity to come to Krishna. This is called from Mahamaya, it's coming to Yoga Maya, right? So there are many examples how Yoga Maya is helping to the living entity to come to Krishna. I have one history of Sankirtan, I should tell you. So in the 80s we were going, in Brahmachari life, we were going to Sankirtan. Now again, Grihastha, it's a different mood. But we were going in Madrid to the parkings of the malls, you know, big malls, and it has big parking. So the devotees, we were distributing the devotees in different malls, and so I was carrying my bag, and that day, Usually we were doing very well, you know. Every day back with books, we was coming back to home completely empty, you know. Successful, it was very nice. So, but that day, something was like, really, I cannot take it. I was the feeling I want to die, you know. I want to just to leave everything, you know. And I did that. So I went back to catch the bus. And then when I was in the bus stop, and in front of me was a wall with so many paintings like that, but was a sign that was writing, by my honor. And then this line writing there in the front of me, by my honor, they made me think. You know, I was thinking, you know, thinking my Guru Maharaj, I was thinking, by my honor, come back to your seva, no? So I went back, and I give all books, everything was wonderful. And what happened was that the next day when I came back to the same spot to do Sankirtan, the whole paintings were there, but that line, by my honor, was not anymore there. So this is what I saw, like a yoga maya. He's acting such well that instead to give up your duty or run away from the battlefield, make to you to bring back to your seva, to your duty. Yeah? So how is the living entity is helped by yoga maya to come back to Krishna. So, are you doing book distribution normally? Yeah. So I want to speak about this, how the importance of book distribution is. It's not only because we give the mercy to everyone, and then also we feel useful for Krishna, right, by giving the mercy. But the experience I personally have through book distribution is that helped me a lot to understand Bhagavad Gita, helped me a lot to understand the three gunas. You know, sattva-gun, raja-gun, sattva-gun. By going directly every day to book distribution, I start to get experience how the gunas was working. And by my action, for every word, I was getting one result, you know. According to how I was acting, I was getting different results. So gradually, I start to really see, understand how the gunas are working, and also how the laws of karma are working. So this book distribution, in one sense, it looks like a physical thing, only just to give books out and then talk with the people. But deeper way is that you can get so much understanding of the whole philosophy behind. So it's so important to this going out to give the books, and then because it's going to help you to understand how to get free from the material entanglement, right? By personal experience, like this. Okay, so it's coming to my mind some history about. Okay, can be interesting to know. Practically all of us, we grow up in Christian family. I mean, Western people, no? You are. So I would like to talk about this aspect of the passion and death of Jesus Christ, you know, to understand how absolute Krishna is acting with every single sin, you know. When he was getting the cross, he fell three times, right? You remember that? You know? So, but in the only, between the three, the third one is when he gets the help. So, what I realized is that this symbolizes tamagun, rajagun, and sattvagun. Because of the three gunas, the only one is helping you to come to transcendental consciousness is sattva-gun, right? And when he was on the cross, and then he was between two thieves. He was the bad thief and the good thief. Remember that? Yes. So this aspect of this passion and death, to understand the resurrection, this bad thief represents Mahamaya, and the good thief represents Yogamaya. So, how the living entity need to go through both mayas in order to obtain the transcendental. When the devotee is in self-realized and pure consciousness, is already beyond the influence of the both, Mahamaya, Yogamaya. Yeah. So the Christians, they don't see this reality, you know. But the devotee, through the knowledge of the Vedas, can see that everything has a meaning, everything has a reason. And this is what happened. This is what I understood of this passion and death, the related with the Vedic knowledge, like that. So, let me see. Okay, if you have any question, yes.
Okay. My first question is, you were saying that on the distribution you were able to understand the rules of the future because the energy you were putting out and the reactions you were getting, this helps you understand the rules of nature. So I was wondering in that regard. Sometimes you go out on books and you have a really good day. People are really receptive and they take your books and they engage you in nice you engage them in nice conversations. And sometimes it just doesn't work out. So is that, and I always thought that's just Krishna like testing us, you know, service attitude, like what's your service attitude? But based on what you just said, I'm wondering if it also has to do with what we're putting out. Like on days when book distribution is good, is it because we're very much in a service mood and other days we're not? I wasn't really... So that was my first question. I have a second question I can
ask. I'll give you the answer for sure. So, you know, when we have the full sadhana in the morning, and then we chant in our rounds very nicely, and then the influence of the most of nature are not really affecting us because we are really focused on what we are doing. And then because we are with enthusiasm, you know, utsaha, nishchaya, and determination, usually things are... Krishna reciprocate according to your surrender, you know, because Krishna is in everyone's heart. You know, in the heart of the police, in the heart of the fireman, or the lady, right? So it's only when we sometimes, you know, may we have not really good day because we have some argument with some devotee for something, and then our mind becomes with doubts, you know? And then we carry these doubts or this insecurity with us through the day, and then we can get different kinds of results out of that. But what is day by day, when we become really nista, fixed in the service, and then we understand all these interactions of our, you know, mind, and then gradually we know how to do our duty in pure consciousness, you know? And then the result is coming along. Yeah. Second question, second?
Second question was, in your example about Jesus and the two thieves, you were saying the good thief is Yogamaya and the bad thief is Mahamaya, right?
Yeah, symbolized.
To transcend both to get to the spiritual world. I was confused by that because from what I've heard, in the spiritual world, the living entity is covered by Yogamaya, so he doesn't have consciousness that Krishna is God, at least in Goloka, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to love him as you do. The Yogamaya covers you, so you think, oh, Krishna is just my son, or Krishna is just my father. Like that, I don't think I'm understanding.
Well, my understanding is that when you link with Krishna on the five features of rasas or devotional, you know, like Santa Ras, Dasya Ras, Sakya Ras, Vasila Ras, Madhurya Ras, you know, in one part when you come to Krishna, you can take one of them. You know, maybe you can have the Sakya Ras, your personal relation with Krishna, or can be Madhurya Ras, and conjugal love, depends, you know. But it's already in the transcendental consciousness, it's beyond both mayas. It depends on what is your relation with Krishna. And you know, we are dasas, we are servid attitudes. Gradually in our process of evolution, our consciousness, we make and get another rasas, another relationship with Krishna. This is our eternal relation. You know, like Srila Rupa Goswami was Rupa Manjari, you know? So, like that, in different Lord Chaitanya's associates, they have different gopis, names according to the rasa with Lord Chaitanya. But it's already beyond. Because Durga is nothing to do with the spiritual world. It's already, you know, he's dealing with a mundane nature. So, because you are entangled in the, you know, in the mundane nature, only when you are extenuated from material life, you have no hope. And then Durga has become Yogamaya to help you to come to Krishna. It's helping you, you know. It's like you have the grammar and you're learning a language. And you know how to use the words and the sentence, what is the adjective, the verb. You have this, it's helping you, but in the right time, when you know all these things, you already don't use. You just make poetry. And the poetry, you break the rules of the grammar many times. Right? So in the spiritual world, everything is spiritual, everything is poetry, it's beyond the rules of the grammar. Yes. It's okay? Do you have another question? Any comment? It's okay, everything? Okay. Okay. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Can I speak my English?